This country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
And we're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, along with Ted Parrish and Dr. Gene Hensler. So, Gene.
Yeah.
Look, we had a portfolio committee earlier this week.
Yep.
Not that we don't have one of those two, three times a week. But so I thought there was some good conversation for the first time in quite a while because I got to speak. So no, but, you know, we were talking about during that meeting without giving any, you know, front-running secrets or whatever. Right. Well, we were talking about dividend portfolios and you know, so you had a stock that you bought 3 years ago that was yielding 4% then. It's gone up in value, so today it's yielding 2%. But at my cost, I'm still getting paid the 4% plus it's growing at 7% a year in terms of its dividend growth. Right. How do you make the decision? If I'm the average guy on the street and I'm trying to decide, okay, I own Southern Company, I like its dividend. It's a qualified dividend, so it's the cheaper tax rate. Why do I want to sell it if it's still paying me my dividend, it's growing my dividend, even though it's gone up in value?
Well, there's a couple of things here. Number one is that the big example that came up that I think was we talked about Johnson & Johnson. Mm-hmm. If you'd bought Johnson & Johnson in 1970 for X number of dollars a share, it's giving you about a 30% dividend on your investment, okay, right now.
And that's because they generally continually raise the dividend.
Yes. Right. Johnson & Johnson raised their dividend for the last 40 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's that kind of a company. But the problem is you go along, and let's say Johnson & Johnson's price goes up. The dividend on its current price, it could be significantly lower than the marketplace. So, for example, regardless of what – let's say you paid $1,000 for your Johnson & Johnson. Today it's worth $10,000, right? But it's only earning 2% on that $10,000. If you sold it and paid the tax, and let's say you're left with $7,500, could you find a stock of comparable quality and value selling to yield 4%? And if the answer is yes, then you ought to sell Johnson & Johnson, take the $7,500, put it in this other good company that maybe in the earlier stages of its growth that pays a 3.5% dividend rather than 2%, and it's growing its dividend at 10% a year, and its earnings are growing. 10 years down the road, you're going to be far better off in that company than you would have been in Johnson & Johnson.
Okay? All right.
And I'm not picking on Johnson & Johnson at all. It's a solid company.
So one of the scenarios, and we talked about this last week, was indexing versus non-indexing versus actively managed portfolio. So in a low interest rate environment for fixed investments like we are in, today it matters more than ever to pay attention to your dividend producing, cash flow producing stocks and determine what you just said. Because we struggle with, do we want to take the 30% hit today?
Listen, when interest rates, the stock market was down, everything, VF Corporation that makes Blue Jeans and has North Face and Skechers and all these different things. This is paying 7.5%. Remember that? 7.5% in an incredible company.
Yeah.
We scoffed that thing up and we just backed up the pickup truck and just shoveled as many shares as we could throw in the back of that. Well, today I'll bet you that's not yielding 2.5%. I haven't looked at it.
It's a little more than 2.5%, but your point is taken very well.
It's tripled in price.
Because the growth prospects of not only the dividend, but also the share price is probably a whole lot lower than it was 3 years ago.
Right.
So, I mean, you guys, opportunity lost.
Well, this is not.
Opportunity cost.
So what happens is, yeah, go ahead.
But this is not a scenario to say you must sell. This is a scenario to say you must decide. Because in today's environment, you are at a 29.3% tax bracket.
Yes.
It's 20% for federal, 6% for state, and 3.9 for the Obamacare tax. Okay, so you're 30% taken off the top. Yeah. So you have to do the calculation to determine, am I going
to
be better off
cash
flow wise or not?
I got to make up 30%.
Yeah.
Okay. How am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to do that by number one, getting more dollars in dividends on my new stock. That's one way. mm-hmm. and increasing in value at a faster rate than the other one.
Right.
Okay? Those two things have to be taken into account. Now, people who just buy absolutely purely for income buy like a Southern Company. It doesn't go up in price. It's up a little bit this year. It's down. Mm-hmm. Southern Company, the difference in the price over the last 15, 20 years isn't a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? VF's tripled. Southern Company ain't going to triple. So you're buying that just for a dividend.
Just for income.
Right. Yeah, for income.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it goes up, and it almost moves like a bond.
Right.
In the sense of interest rates go up in the marketplace, in bond income, the price of that stock is going to fall.
Yeah.
And so it moves sort of like that. But it's better than a bond in the long run because why? Southern Company increases their dividends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where the bond doesn't.
Yep.
So you have to when you manage your money, you have to be very careful about all these kind of things. And this arose because this year, if we make a lot of portfolio changes, we've got people sitting around with tons and tons mm-hmm. and tons of capital gains.
Yeah.
Just all over the place. And the advantage of the individual stock is you can recognize that. Yeah. Okay? You can recognize that and not sell. Mm-hmm. You buy a mutual fund, guess what? They decide they don't like this, they like that. They sell. They incur a capital gain mm-hmm. that you got to pay a tax on at the end of the year, and you didn't want to sell.
Well, and part of it's because when they report their performance, mm-hmm. it's from January 1 to December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mutual fund. We know this game. Right. We understand it.
Yeah.
Okay. But there is no after-tax performance calculation ever given in any prospectus or semi-annual report or any of that. And so you have to actually decide. Those are tough decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a mutual fund or even an index fund, those decisions are taken out of your hands. Whereas at least in actively managed portfolio, if you're doing it yourself, you get to decide. What I don't like to see, though, is like your point was, because we get a lot of potential clients that come in here who do become clients who, well, I never wanted to sell this, and they got $4 million in Home Depot. Well, that's not a portfolio.
That's right.
I appreciate you made a lot of money in Home Depot, but that's not a portfolio. And maybe Home Depot will do well. I don't know. But I will not have all my money in one stock. Yeah. Rule number one.
Yeah, 10% is our max.
That's it.
And not
anybody can come back from 10%.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah.
So.
And believe me that over the last 20-some years, we've seen giant, perfectly safe corporations fall 60% in value.
Yeah. Yes,
G.
AIG.
Right.
P&G.
Yeah.
Come on.
Coca-Cola.
IBM. Coca-Cola. Yeah. Coca-Cola sold for $88 20 years ago.
Yeah.
What's it selling for today?
I think it's come back, but it took a long day.
It did. It took a long time.
So if you work for Coca-Cola.
And these are great companies.
And you had 80% of you work for Coke, you had 80% of your money in Coca-Cola stock. Well, you had dead money sitting in the stock market for 15, 20 years.
Right.
Dead money. Okay? So it can happen to the best companies. It can happen to the best
and
companies.
And it will happen to the best companies is
and Home Depot is a perfect example of going down and coming back up. Local, Coca-Cola local, that's what we're talking about, the Georgia economy, that kind of stuff. These are powerhouses.
For that matter.
And we're not in any way, shape, or form saying they're bad companies.
You just can't
have 100% of your money in.
And what about the carpet companies?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. These guys got hammered like crazy.
Yeah.
So you diversify across industries and across companies, and thereby you reduce your risk. So you have to sell sometime.
You do. Mm-hmm. And taxes be damned.
And taxes be damned.
But in this tax environment, you got to pay really close attention when you make that decision.
Maybe I'm going to wait for the next administration in 2016, and maybe we'll get some tax cuts.
I
wouldn't count on that either.
And owning quality companies could allow you to do that if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, hold out a little longer.
Yeah.
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 So.
Well, Ted, it's coming to the time. Is that next week? Is there anything exciting coming up?
Employment report comes out next week, and I think it'll be one for the ages. We've had a good one for February. If we have a good one for March, maybe it's a trend. Maybe it's a trend, and we need it.
Any earnings coming out special?
The beginning of earnings season, you might have Alcoa report next week, I believe.
Report that shortly after the end of the quarter.
A few companies do. I think Cisco reports pretty fast.
And this next earnings season, folks, is going to be an interesting one because they're talking about maybe only a 4% growth. Yeah. If that happens, we're going to be in for a little surprise in the market.
I think it may be already priced in, Gene.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, Bill, what do you think the market's going to do next week?
Flat. 1.5% up.
Up.
Been a slice of heaven.
We'll see you next week.
Education part. That was really good.
Yes, we have to do that. We have to get into the education part just to show people that
all material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.